When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajihan bil Husayn alayhi salam fi ad-dunya wal akhirah.
Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, we have reached this excerpt of Ziyarat al-Ashura. اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام في الدنيا والآخرة. O Allah, make me distinguished near you through Hussein in this world and the hereafter. So, this phrase starts with اللهم, O Allah. Originally, the phrase اللهم, as the grammarians of the Arabic language say, was Ya Allah. And thereafter, the vocative particle Ya, Ya Allah, was removed, and the letter Mim was affixed to Allah, so it turned to Allahumma. And this is what we say instead of Ya Allah instead. We say Allahumma. And this view is endorsed by Khalil al-Farahidi and most of the grammarians of Basra in Arabic language. The reason why the vocative particle Ya is used, despite Almighty Allah being nearer to the human beings than their jugular vein, could be two things. It is either for veneration, that we say Ya Allah because of his ennobled station, or it is because of expressing our remoteness that we say Ya Allah or Allahumma. So, the Zair must realize that the distance between him and the absolute perfect being is actually infinite. And that's why he calls upon him in veneration. That's why the Zair has to say, Allahumma, not the kind of Allah that is close to me. I know, I have recognized him as true Zair, and I know that he is close to me. He is closer to me than my jugular vein. But when I'm calling out to him, asking him, or presenting my requests to him, I call him Ya Allah because of veneration and expressing my remoteness.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. Subhanallah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him. He understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So as we said, dear listeners, this part of Ziyaratul Ashura says, Allahumma ja'alni indaka wajihan bil Husayn alayhi salam. O Allah, make me distinguished near you through Hussein in this world and the hereafter. Fi dunya wal akhirah. And this Allahumma is originally Ya Allah. In some supplication, we address Almighty Allah and we say Ya Ba'id, O the remote one. For example, in a supplication recited while touching our chest with the pillar beside the black stone of the Kaaba, we are recommended to say, Ya Wahidu Ya Ahad, Ya Majidu Ya Qareebu Ya Ba'id. O the One, O Non-Composite, O the Glorious, O the Near One, O the Remote One. Ya Azizu Ya Hakim, La Tadharni Fardan Wa Anta Khairul Warithin. O Invincible, O Wise, do not leave me alone, and you are the best of inheritors. Habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah. Gift me from your proximity pleasant offspring. Innaka sami'u du'a. Indeed, you are the listener of the supplications. In another supplication narrated in Iqbalul A'mal, we are supposed to say, Ya Halimu Ya Mu'id, Ya Mutadani Ya Ba'id, Ya Ra'ufu Ya Rahim, Ya Karimu Ya Ghafur. O Forbearing One, O Returner, O Near One, O the Remote One. So, actually, the point that I'm trying to make is that in different supplications, we call the Almighty Allah as the kind of Lord which is far from us. We express our remoteness from Him when we look at His greatness, when we shift our focus to the different characteristics, to the epithets, to the different names, like Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad, Ya Majid, Ya Qareeb, Ya Ba'id. Of course, He is at the same time very close. He is closer to us than our jugular veins. But the point is, from which perspective are we discussing this? In the well-known supplication of Iftitah, we recite, الَّذِي بَعُدَ فَلَا يُرَى وَقَرُبَ فَشَهِدَ النَّجْوَى تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. The one who is distant, thus cannot be seen and close, and thus witnesses the whisperings of the whisperers, the plentiful, the exalted. Also, in another supplication, where we mention the beautiful names of Allah, we say, O distant in His proximity. Ya ba'idan fi qurb. So that's why we say Allahumma in this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. Allahumma means O Allah, and it was originally Ya Allah, which is used with particle Ya for the remoteness of the one whom we call, and it is for this reason that we call Him as being far from us. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين